imagine flying a plane called the Super Guppy. There are only two in existence, and one is here for the world to see. As the name implies, it's not your average aircraft. It's a plane that has a 46-foot bulge in the middle. What is it used for? The answer on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Of all of the aircraft in the collection at the Pima Air and Space Museum, Scott Mershan perhaps gets the most questions about this one.
One that really gathers a lot of attention is probably visually one of the biggest aircraft we have here is the Aerospace Lines 377 Super Guppy. These were built in the early 60s to move Saturn rocket components around for the Apollo program.
Only two were built. The other is in El Paso and is still used by NASA.
It's a really incredibly useful airframe. They use it for moving lightweight, bulky objects like satellites or booster rockets or sensitive instrumentation packages, telescopes, and that sort of thing.
The Super Guppy does look a bit like a very large guppy, 150 feet long with a 46-foot tall bulge to hold those large, bulky objects. You can see a picture on the American Countryside Facebook page.
It's an interesting airplane because the whole front end of it opens up like a clamshell. It's quite a sight to see. They park the airplane, jack it up in support, and the whole front end pivots up just like you're opening your front door. And they slide the cargo in and button it back up and reattach the control linkages and off they go.
They also have NASA's KC-135 Stratotanker here. Of course, you know it by another name.
Its official nickname is the Weightless Wonder, but the crews and anybody who flew on it knew it as the Vomit Comet, and that's because it was used to do zero-gravity training. And they would do a big climb up to about 35,000 feet and then nose over into a dive. So it would simulate weightlessness.
It provided 30 to 45 seconds of weightlessness each time it made a dive and provided astronauts with a similar feeling to working in zero gravity in space. The craft are just part of the impressive NASA collection at the museum. Driving the Countryside in Tucson, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.